So look, it's we've covered some pretty interesting challenges. And when you, I suppose, when you explore them in as much detail as we have, it's no surprise that a lot of organisations turn to partners like you for the same reason why a lot of organisations turn to Sky as a managed service provider. And this is still a present challenge for certain size businesses. If you want a help desk of 4, 5, 6 engineers, you know, with, and you want multiple disciplines, first, second and third line, you might need a VMware expert. You might need someone that can manage the backups. But, you know, you could easily employ 6 guys and they might be very busy for several months a year. But how often do the backups go wrong? And what about when a lot of the staff are off or whatever and their engineers are sitting around not doing an awful lot? Why would an organization employ 6, 7 members of staff when they go through the recruitment fees for doing so, the POIE tax and national insurance? The tools that they're going to be using to manage, you know, if you're a, if you're providing a help desk, you need the ticketing, the antivirus, the remote agent for cybersecurity. You guys are offering the pen testing, the vulnerability scanning, and the fully outsourced SOC. It's no surprise that organisations normally, for the cost that it would take to employ one member of staff, maybe two, they can access to a team of 15 engineers and they can turn the service on or off. They can scale it up or down. I suppose when you lay out the challenges like that, it's a bit of a no-brainer to look at outsourcing some of these services. If an organization says, you know, obviously it's a no-brainer for cybersecurity that we can access a team of 15 engineers for the price it costs to include one, but how much control are we going to have over that service? If we're essentially chucking it over the fence for the likes of SkyCloud or Pure Cyber to catch, how do we know that the service is going to be aligned with our business's expectations?
For us, as a service, so with our clients, they tell us exactly. So we have a number of onboarding meetings through which, and they can obviously change their mind at any point as they go through it in what they want delivered. They will explain to us what they want and how they want it. So what I mean by that is everything from how they want the reports layout, what data do they want, how they want the dashboards to look, and everything in between. And then our job, once that's in place, and as I said, they can change what they want as it goes, as they learn more, they'll want more. Then our job is to provide all the business intelligence, all the inside data, everything that they need to make for them to look good, right?
Yeah.
So they go to senior management or to the board and say, look, this is where we are. You know, we just did a report for a client. Now we've just put our solution on one of their servers. And they've had a lovely shiny report and said, and they gone to their board and said, look, this is why we need cybersecurity, because in one day it had stopped 35,000 attacks. And they were able to visualize and demonstrate, it was demonstrable the effect that they had. So, you know, with us, we work across, like very much like you guys, we work across a lot of sectors. We see a lot of things. We're not shocked by many things anymore. We have that confidence and that support that we can say to the clients, look, we will give you absolutely everything you need. You just have to tell us sometimes if you want something slightly different, and we will bend over backwards and give you that information in exactly the way that you want it. So, yeah, we just don't come across that challenge, you know, because they still have the control, you know, depending on what's going on. They either have their 6 weekly catch up with the governance guys and the service delivery team to make sure everything's working fine. So there's always a touch point. So there's always it almost feels like for them,
it's an extension of the team rather than exactly outsourcing and disconnected from the team.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we see that, you know, some of the clients that we have the best working relationship with, we are essentially an extension of their team. Yep. You know, a lot of our engineers know all of the staff on first name terms. Our engineers are down in their offices quite frequently. We've seen some of the best success with our clients is acting as an extension of their team. So,
because like us, really important thing with us, how we manage to produce great value and costs is we're able to break each service down into its constituent part, and then they're duplicated which allows us to add real value to clients. And like you said, you know, really drastically reduce the cost that they spend.
I think some of the engagements that we've got in together previously, Damon, I think is quite clear. I think the innovative way in which your Pure Cyber's services are packaged up, I don't think, well, certainly some of the engagements that we have, we haven't seen it with other providers in the market at the moment. So it's clear that what you guys do, I think it's the same as what we do, deliver great value.
Yeah.
I mean, what you get from our base service or our standard service is normally optional extras with other providers. And you know, that's what we strive to do. You know, our service is, we always describe it as an all you can eat. You know, you pay your cost per user per month and you use the service as much as you need it. It's the whole point of having it, right? Exactly. You don't want to go, oh, we know we're up to our hit limit this month and we can't raise any more tickets, or we need to request a PO to get a greater capacity. And I think it's evident from the engagements that we've been in previously that you guys are very compelling when it comes to a competitive price point. I think it was an absolute no-brainer for Sky when it came to forging the strategic partnership that we've got. So basically, what we've come to the conclusion of is outsourcing IT, whether it be for managed services or whether it be for cybersecurity, offers unrivaled value for money compared to doing it yourself. Yeah. So, I really appreciate your time and your input as always invaluable. So thank you very much, Damon. It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure.
And I look forward to our next catch up and our next instalment.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you very much. Speak to you soon.